Fed up with unreliable power supplies, some farmers in Western Australia's Great Southern have gone off the grid, so to speak. For the past year, six families have trialled generating their own power from the sun and using lithium batteries. So what are the results? Mark Bennett reports from Mount Madden, north of Ravensthorpe.
Living in Mount Madden, 500 kilometres south of Perth, the Graham family has had to put up with frequent power outages and voltage spikes. So a year ago, they stopped using electricity from the grid and started generating their own power.
It's been great. It's run fairly smoothly and no power outages, which is definitely a bonus.
It's part of a trial being run by WA's state-owned power company, Western Power, and involves farmers collecting electricity from the sun and storing it in lithium batteries. Amy Graham says the results have been so good, she's now the envy of the neighbourhood.
We've had neighbours ring us up or speak to us about having no power and they ring up and, oh, we've got no power and, oh, sorry, we've got power.
Bernie Giles and his wife Roz have also been part of the trial. They spent tens of thousands of dollars in the 1980s connecting their farm to the state electricity grid, only to experience an unreliable supply that damaged their equipment. Like Amy Graham, Bernie Giles says the trial's been a huge success.
It's good, clean, reliable power, basically, and that's a big advantage. We haven't come across anything that we couldn't do, that we can't do, that we couldn't have done before, you know, as far as welding and using large amounts of power or starting electric motors, not a problem.
He says it's also delivered a more even power supply.
That means less damage to things that aren't protected with UPSs, like electric fence units and things like that with spikes.
Western Power's chief executive, Guy Chalkley, says there are cost savings to be had too. He expects a broader rollout could save hundreds of millions of dollars.
If you think about what you wouldn't need, you obviously, if you roll in the fact that you wouldn't actually need a very large distribution line running to those sort of edge of communities, and the fact that then you wouldn't have similar sort of repair costs going forward, we're estimating somewhere around $300 million is a really good sort of estimate in terms of those potential sites that are out there already in terms of traditional investment to what this investment would cost us.
Energy consultant David Martin says the WA government should adopt the technology as soon as possible.
If it means that a section of power line burns down this summer or blows over in a storm, rather than replacing it, if it makes sense to put standalone power systems in, then it makes sense to put standalone power systems in regardless of who owns them ultimately. So it's probably going to get to a point where if we want an efficient outcome from Western Power, we need to give them the grace to say, you make the decision as to whether a standalone power system makes sense in this scenario or whether you think it's worthwhile replacing the entire network.
The State Energy Minister, Ben White, says while he supports the initiative, he needs to consider if Western Power should be able to generate power as well as distribute it.
Mark Bennett reporting.